All right, welcome back. Hobbo, Frank, and Chris, we're going to be discussing injuries with Dr. Jody Smith of Ortho Virginia in a moment, but we wanted to remind everybody, next week, November the 12th, we're on at 5:30 because of the Virginia Tech basketball game and the pregame show, so join us early next week, 5:30 to 6:30, and we got a lot to talk about next week, including the Miami football win.
And we've got Billy Copeland will be on the air with us, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully Yuri Barnes. We're working on trying to track down Yuri right now.
That's right. By next Monday, basketball season will be underway, and the first home game is next Monday night at 7 o'clock.
Hard to believe, Hobbo.
So we're underway.
Round ball.
At any rate, Dr. Smith.
All right, we got Dr. Jody Smith is joining us. Jody, are you there?
Yeah, hey guys, how y'all doing?
Perfect timing. Way to go. All right, this is what we know. There's a lot that we don't know because Virginia is not required to give out anything until the very late afternoon, and I was out of the office. So if you got the intel, I'm all ears. But it looked like Phillip Sims tweaked his right ankle or knee when he was sort of folded over on during the game in the second half. Clifton Richardson, the tailback, his hamstring must still be bothering him or something else because he did not play. They played everybody else on the team. Tim Smith has recovered nicely from his lower leg issues, had another huge game, and that touchdown on that long play-action pass from Phillip Sims, I believe, that was a thing of beauty in my opinion. Morgan Moses seems to have gotten over his medical issues, whatever that is. Ian Fry, the field goal kicker, he shanked, he blocked that first field goal attempt, and he immediately got yanked, and Drew Jarrett came in and did well. And Billy Schouts missed another game, lower leg. They think that's hamstring, but it could be lower leg. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon, which is sad because he's a senior, and he was having a marvelous career prior to the injury. Do you know any other news?
I don't have anything else, Frank. I agree with you about Billy Schouts. I think every game that he misses, I feel like I saw him on crutches a couple weeks ago. And, I think that unless we went out and go to a bowl, I don't know that we're going to see Billy Schouts again. As you saw with Clifton Richardson, it is a hamstring from what I hear that Billy's problem is. And Clifton's been up and down as he's tried to get back from a problem that we talked about early in the season. It can really linger if you're not careful with it. So Phillip Sims it was his knee, and it's the same knee that he tweaked a few games ago. He's been wearing a brace on it, and he came back and played after. So I don't think it really bothered him. He sprained his MCL, and he's wearing that brace on there. And so I think it probably hurt, but it didn't look like it significantly limited him. I think we got out remarkably unscathed. So I think we were lucky.
You know, one of the advantages of this rotate everybody but the kitchen sink strategy that the Virginia coaches have employed is if you're only on the field for 30 plays, let's say, and somebody else is getting 30 more plays, it seems to me you reduce exposure to, getting tired and getting hurt in that fashion, right?
That's all a factor of your depth. I mean, obviously, if you have more kids that are at the level that they can play, then you can rotate them through and you have less likely to have injury. And fatigue is a big part of injury also. So the kids that get tired are more likely to get hurt than the ones that are fresh. And so
yeah,
again,
because you get tired, you get out of position, and that's when oftentimes you're going to get hurt.
So it all goes back to having enough good players to be able to play more. And he's played some freshmen this year and because they were ready, and I think it's contributed to people playing fewer plays. Although your middle linebacker, he hadn't come out very much.
All right. Jody, recently you folks at Ortho Virginia opened a new – all right, we've got to head to break. It looks like we're wrapping up here. Sorry, Jody. Go Wahoos.